you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 71, verse 18. Even when I am old and gray, hey, can I get a testimony?
You bet.
Let me go back to Psalm 71:18. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, and we chose that verse. Thank you, Marianne, as we were talking about what would be a great verse to springboard into this wonderful story by Rita Blockman. And I was thinking, well, in the Hebrew Scriptures, there's so many wonderful psalms and proverbs and stories recounting the unique way God worked through Israel and the Jewish people. And as we were just thinking about gray hair, and because it will tie into the story we're about to read, we both did a little search on gray hair and wisdom.
Yeah, and we found a lot of scriptures, actually.
Yeah, there was a lot, and it's comforting. Now, you have blondish hair, but my hair is certainly graying out here, and I like this. Even when I am old and gray, and so there's some energy there.
There
even
is.
Even when I'm growing older, and maybe some people would say, I'm not as useful or not as effective.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't count yourself short. God many times uses senior saints. And look what he did with Caleb, and we talked about this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
At 85, how involved he was with conquering the land. And
I mean, he lived that whole 40 years. From when he first wanted to go into the Promised Land, he lived 40 years past.
Yeah.
And then he finally went. And he never lost hope. And the Bible says he was strong and with
well.
It.
Yep, yep.
I love
and
it.
Wasn't it Moses at 80 when he started leading the people?
That's true.
You know, he had 40 years with the Pharaoh, then 40 years in the desert, and then additional years after that. And we could go on and on. Father Abraham and, you know, so many of the people used, recorded in the scriptures that God used up until the very end. So, but this one, very interesting. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God. So he's calling out to God, probably a prayer that many, if not most of us, pray at some point. You know, Lord, don't forsake me.
Mm-hmm.
You're a great, good God. And then till I declare your powers to the next generation. So there's kind of that. Not anticipation, but he's going to be doing this. You know, give me the energy. Keep me strong to the end. Don't forsake me because I'm in the process of declaring your power to the next generation.
Well, it's a scripture about purpose.
Yeah,
I mean, intent. You know, I want to do this thing no matter how old I am. I want to declare your works to the next generation.
Yeah.
Pass on the torch.
Your might to all who are to come. So a great admonition to all of us to, you know, pour into the next generation.
Yeah.
Those that are grandparents or great-grandparents or even parents pouring into the next generation.
Absolutely.
We talk many times about being influencers. We all influence people. Yeah, some have a platform or, you know, a higher profile position, but we all, in various ways, influence and can affect and teach and train people all around us.
I don't know who the teacher was that said probably the absolute greatest influencers we've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true.
Sure.
I mean, it's true in my life. People who have influenced me powerfully, their names are not well known, but powerful influencers.
Well, before we talk about an influencer that we know a bit, that's locally and writes in our Prime Life Times publication, Rita Blockman.
Oh, yeah.
I want to alert our listeners to at least two upcoming things that are really important for them to know about. One is this Sunday, the Singing Men of GNN are presenting for the first time in 2021. It's hard to believe that because usually at this point,
you've done a lot by now, usually.
At this point in the year, we would have done 6 or 8 or 10 different concerts, but this will be our 2021 debut. The Singing Men, I guess we've had about 10 rehearsals. You know, a few months we've been rehearsing on Monday night here at the Great News Radio Center. In fact, one of our cast members from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Cyrus McDaniel, he had his first rehearsal this past Monday.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to sing this Sunday. He's practicing all week with his daughter. We gave him materials and songs and everything.
Well, let's just take a second and ask, when will Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe Beyond the Air. I can't wait. I've waited.
Yeah, we're getting closer.
Good. Okay,
that's all
closer.
I can disclose
all right,
at
okay,
this point.
Okay, I'll take that.
So this Sunday, men and women, boys and girls, at 5 p.m., the Singing Men of GNN will be presenting at the Champaign First Church of the Nazarene, and that's located 2403 West Kirby Avenue. So on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, Champaign's First Church of the Nazarene, free concert beginning at 5 p.m., probably over by 6:15, 6:30, usually about an hour and a half. I think we have about 15, 16 selections. There'll be some testimony time.
Good. And our own wonderful Pastor Juan is the head pastor
here. Pastor
there.
Juan, the chairman of our board. It's his church, and so he's
well,
welcoming us.
Well, God's church.
Us.
He wouldn't like
oh,
you
that's
saying
right,
that.
That's right.
He's a minister there.
Yeah, so we appreciate him and his congregation inviting us. And so we're inviting all of you to come out this Sunday night, 5 p.m., for a Singing Men of GNN concert. And it'll be the debut of Cyrus McDaniel. No pressure, Cyrus.
Oh my goodness, you really.
I'm going to single him out. In fact,
you've already done it. You've put him on the spot.
Yeah, but I'm going to single him out on Sunday night to encourage other men. I mean, one.
Do you think it will encourage them?
I won't single them out.
It's your first time, and we want to talk about it.
Yeah. But I think it'll help other men maybe climb on board and join us at rehearsals. We have a really good time here.
It's a great group.
At Lincoln Square. It's from 7 to 9 on Monday nights. It's a great men's fellowship. Roger Weisgarver, our chaplain, he gives a little devotional thought. We pray up some of the requests, and then we go back to rehearsal the second half. So come join us, men. It's a great time. That's Monday night. And come join us, listener, this Sunday night, 5 p.m., 2403 West Kirby Avenue in Champaign, as the Singing Men will be putting on a concert at the Champaign First Church of the Nazarene. And then we still have about, I think, 8 openings, maybe 4 couples or a number of individuals to come on our trip to Philadelphia, October 3rd through the 8th. So it's all filling up, but we still have a little more room. So if you're a couple or you have a friend that you would want to join on this exciting trip and tour to Philadelphia to see our history come alive in new ways, meet some great people, great dining experiences. It's an all-inclusive one-price cost that is affordable, and yet it's 6 full days, 5 nights in great hotels. You can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. But looking for a few more couples to join us. I think we have 4 or 5 different Singing Men couples or individuals going, so who knows, maybe they'll put on a little mini concert some point. I don't know. Anyways,
you guys are going to have a great time.
October 3rd through the 8th. If you're interested in learning more, stop by greatnewsradio.org, and all the details and a lot of photographs of the trip and the places we'll see are right there on the homepage. So we hope you'll consider that and join us October 3rd. So we basically leave Sunday morning early, and we return Friday night, 8 or 9 that evening of that same week. 6 days, 5 nights. Woohoo! So it's Wednesday.
It is.
Which means it's the Prime Life Times in Review.
It is.
And I think you're going to read lovely Rita's story.
I am. Yeah, this article is called Ruth's Words of Wisdom. And it's from the book that Rita Blockman, who's one of our ongoing contributors, who's wonderful and has a following. She and her co-author, Kimberly Morin, wrote this book, I don't know what year it came out, not that long ago. And it is filled with the words of wisdom from a number of older individuals. And this book has great reviews. I just want to read this one thing real quick. Here comes a book not focused on heart disease, but rather on what makes this sample of elders tick. Not on cognitive decline, but on the thoughts and insights of people who've had many years to form strategies and opinions for approaching others and the world around them.
Hmm.
The book is certainly not an explicit how-to for beating the toll of years. It is, however, a lovely look at simply the personalities of some who are defying the assumptions about the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
That's from a local attorney. And the reason I wanted to read that is Rita really has instilled, in, just in my communications with her too, I mean, the significance of listening to older people, not because you're going to agree with them at every turn, I don't, but because I mean, that kind of years of experience living on this earth, we need to listen, at least pay attention. So
And they've experienced so many things. I mean, they can talk about World War II or what it was like when we had milk delivered to our front door, where children would be like, what?
Yeah.
And what it was to when you had a community phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mean your phone was attached to a wall and neighbors used the same line? Like, I mean, things
I remember that
children can't even comprehend or even think about. They don't have the experience. And then just all the wisdom they've gained through walking through life, through tragedies, through heartaches, through, you know, good times and great times and inventions. I mean, they can give history of what it was like. You know, many children can't even fathom an outhouse or different things that was like normative, not only just like experiences and storytelling, but practical ways that they work through things or made solutions or developed character because of situations. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to read this, and also just want to say to people that this is a condensed version of one of the sections of her book, and Rob Seidenberg condensed it, and we're going to have another one in October, another one in November, so that's something to look forward to.
And this is the August edition of the Prime Life Times, which incidentally we're working on the final proofing of the September edition, so... Is this the last week we'll be reading a story?
It is.
During this glorious month of August.
Yes, it is.
You can find out more about the Prime Life Times at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com.
Ruth's Words of Wisdom by Rita Blockman. Writing our book, Listen to the Wisest of All, my co-author and I shared the experiences of the inspiring seniors we interviewed. Ranging in age from 90 to over 100, each offered priceless wisdom and value through life stories, strong spiritual beliefs, advice to today's youth, and how deeply each was touched by friendship, poetry, music, and nature. We present their stories as vignettes that reveal the deeper nuances of life and the love and the passions that gave their lives meaning. This article features Ruth Youngerman.
And you wondered what I was doing, Marianne. I was pulling down our shade because we have Holly and Dwayne Berkey here working away on the Tootsie Pops, and they're making a little noise. If you heard some background music, not background music, background voices, they're out there working and putting together
Ruth and Dwayne, thank you. Okay. An exuberant, dignified, meticulously groomed 93-year-old woman greeted us at the door of her home, as though we were long-lost friends. We fell easily into conversation. Philosophical remarks permeated our discussion, along with phrases, sayings, and good old words of advice from adored parents, family, and friends. Without hesitation, Ruth began sharing her favorite words of wisdom as we sat in her living room. Quote, if you want something, ask yourself if you need it. Oh, yeah. Life is better if you pace yourself. I like that one. It's not what you say, it's what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most poignant quotation was this. No two families are ever the same. You don't understand a man until you know his memories. I know.
Yeah, the memories, many times you'll say, until you walk in his footsteps or wear his sandals or moccasins or so forth.
I love that.
But until you know his memories, what influenced things in his life experiences.
Yeah, exactly. Another concept Ruth values is simplicity. Simplicity brings you closer to reality, she says. Our needs and wants are miles apart. Quote, the more you have, the more you have to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
This vibrant woman attributes her long life to good genes, a favorable environment, the enjoyment of nature, healthy eating, and much luck.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth was born in Illinois farm country. She believes, quote, people who are brought up on farms and surrounded by nature are more fulfilled than people who live in cities surrounded by concrete.
You know what? I heard a pastor or somebody talking about that. When you live in the city, sometimes you're sheltered from seeing all of God's handiwork and nature, and so you are influenced by what man has built, you know, the high rises and such.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you lose sight of just seeing the ocean or trees or woods or parks and so forth.
Mm-hmm. She's thankful she was brought up in a small community, a peaceful setting where she could contemplate God and feel close to nature. In Ruth's opinion, today's world is competitive and uncooperative, with so-called reality based more on motion pictures and television than on personal experience with others. In the early days, she recalls, people got pleasure out of helping each other. Now everyone's trying to get to the top of the ladder at the expense of others. Her parents instilled in her the value of giving rather than receiving. Ruth reminisced about how her father did business in, quote, the old days. Farmers would come in to his dry goods store complaining that the shoes he'd sold them weren't any good. Mm. Though he knew the shoes were 3 years old, mm-hmm. he didn't want to shame his customers, so we always gave them new shoes. In more profitable years, he passed on extra profit to employees. He also bought property for them to build homes on. I love that. Mm. According to Ruth, he always practiced the credo, anonymous giving is the best. Mm. Ruth remembers wanting different things during each decade of her life. During one decade, she and her contemporaries valued physical beauty. In another, they strove for achievement. Her advice was to accept disappointments, ambivalences, and past decisions, knowing that at the time, one does the best one can. To look back with regret would be a grave mistake.
I know I'm jumping in here, kind of a running commentary, but there's so many good things here.
There
and
are.
I'm thinking, to look back with regret would be a grave mistake. And oftentimes, especially like parenting, I don't think there's a parent that would say they did a great job. There's always regret. Oh, I lost my temper. I said this in anger. And and yet we have to be reminded we all make those mistakes.
Yeah, and we have to accept
on.
That we
you,
did.
You do the best you can.
And move on.
Yeah.
As Ruth looked out her window, she commented on the mature trees in her yard and how massive the vegetation had grown through the years. That reminded her of children who grow up too quickly in our society. Hmm. Kids are too mature these days. They don't have things and events to look forward to, as we did. They travel to Europe and other places even before high school, and they're given the luxury of material consumption before they're old enough to appreciate it. We wrote in diaries, danced, played outside, and were disciplined strongly. We respected other people and their property. Hmm. Ruth excused herself, then returned with a tea cart, dainty china cups, floral print napkins, and tea cookies. To many, serving afternoon tea is an act from a bygone era. Hmm. To us, it was pure delight, an example of going the extra mile. It motivated us to want to serve more graciously in our own homes. Perhaps friends might pause a moment in their hectic lives to savor conversation, being treated to place settings that included more than a coffee mug.
Hmm.
Ruth's husband was a prominent physician. She appreciated his philosophy of marriage. Each partner should give 125%.
Hmm.
Ruth added, couples now expect too much of each other. Hmm. She and her husband had 3 children, 2 boys and a girl. She shared how she enjoyed teaching her children 5 new vocabulary words each morning at breakfast.
Sounds like...
I love it.
Like close to what your dad and mom were like, or Rob, I'm thinking, you know, all you literary giants.
I don't know about giants.
And didn't they used to say, like, yeah, marriage is 50-50%?
It's like, 125, I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. When asked about modern technological advances, Ruth vehemently responded that she always wants to hear from her children by phone rather than email. Mm-hmm. That's when you know how your children are really feeling emotionally. There's something you get from the tone in their voices. About organized religion, she said, rituals and holiday celebrations had always been more important to her than dogma. Her philosophy has been to always follow the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
As we were leaving Ruth's home through the kitchen one day, we noticed 2 passages displayed on her refrigerator. She said they were her favorite sayings, accept the unacceptable.
Hmm.
And there are no great men, only great challenges, which ordinary men are forced by necessity to meet.
Hmm.
Okay, this is copyrighted by Rita Blockman, used with permission. You can email Rita, who's the author of Listen to the Wisest of All, and by the way, that's available on Amazon, at Blockman, B-L-O-C-K-M-A-N, 4, that's numeral 4, at Comcast.net. Her book contains the full text of the interviews that it's based on, and you can visit Rita's website at listentothewisestofall.com, listentothewisestofall.com. And I want to add that this year, Ruth Youngerman, who had all these wonderful sayings, is 106 years old.
Wow.
She's still living at 106.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Rita wrote me that a couple days ago.
That's awesome. And the story is in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, which you're able to pick up for another week or so.
Yeah.
We'll be getting the September edition out. Let's see, I'm looking at the calendar, in about a week or so.
This is the August edition.
August edition, so pick it up while you can. And wherever you pick it up, whether it's at a grocery store or a retirement home, a hospital, we're in so many different, over 350 locations, make sure you comment to maybe the receptionist or the owner or the shopkeeper, wherever you pick it up, that you appreciate the accessibility, that you can get it there, and thank them, and certainly thank the advertisers that allow this to be free of charge. We can afford to print up tens of thousands of these because of their fine advertisers and because we feel it's not only informative, engaging, and positive, but it furthers our ministry goals to encourage people, to equip them, to know the love of God, and to flourish in life. And so that's part of our goals for the Prime Life Times publication, keep people active in their lifestyles, loving on their family and friends and neighbors and loving God and being good citizens. And it's filled with great content and puzzles and comics and trivia, a lot of great content in this and all of our editions. And so we hope you'll pick up your copy, read it, and pass it on to a friend.
And thanks, Rita, for your great article. And Ruth Youngerman, if you happen to hear this and be listening, God bless you and thank you for your words of wisdom.
Amen. Great story. Thank you, Rita. And thank you, listener, for being tuned in today and being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.